Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Jeremy Pollock, the founder and CEO of Pollock Peacebuilding Systems, a nationwide conflict resolution consulting firm that helps employees and businesses resolve disputes, implement diversity and inclusion initiatives, and teach company leaders how to communicate effectively and build a culture of trust. He's also the author of the new book, Conflict Resolution Playbook, Practical Communication Skills for Preventing, Managing, and Resolving Conflict. And Mr. Pollock, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, our pleasure, and really appreciate you coming out. So tell us about your new book, Conflict Resolution Playbook, and what motivated you to write this book.
Yeah, you know, I've been working in this space for quite a while, and there's quite a number of kind of practical techniques and strategies that I tend to use in different types of situations when I'm helping parties resolve or navigate through conflicts. My publisher reached out to me and asked if I wanted to tackle this project, and they kind of had an outline for it and some ideas, and it was a unique way of looking at conflict resolution practices, and they really wanted to make a book that was very much for lay people, for kind of everyday people, both professionally and personally. So this, we tackle a lot of different topics that people, that are common themes in conflicts, both in the workplace and at home, and then some very practical strategies for dealing with them. So I liked the idea of doing it in a very practical way, like step by steps and different types of contexts, both professionally and personally. And so, yeah, so it was a great project to be involved with. So
it certainly sounds like it. And also, as an entrepreneur and an academic, what made you finally decide on Pollock Peacebuilding, and why do you think it's been so successful so far?
I think because we're hitting a nerve in the right time and space. We focus very much on workplace conflict and building peace and trust in workplaces. And I think, you know, based on everything we're seeing in the world right now, especially in this country, there's lots of conflicts kind of happening and lots of sides being taken and lots of perceptions being manifested on all parts. And that trickles down into the workplace, and, you know, where people have to go to work, they have choice, but, you know, a lot of people don't feel like they have much choice, that they have to go to work, they have to make money, and you know, so they have to be sort of exposed to some of the problems in their workplace, and they don't have as much of a choice to not go to work as they would just to kind of avoid certain situations in greater life. So that's why we focus a lot on, you know, helping people at work, a place where they kind of have to go to make a living, and making sure it's somehow peaceful and productive for them to do so. And I think more and more companies are understanding the value of peaceful workplace cultures and how that leads to more productivity and innovation and less risk for the company and less, you know, financial and legal risk for the company. So I think that's probably why we've gotten a lot of great clients, and they stick on board with us for a while to help navigate through that stuff. I personally came to it because I was very much involved in coaching and looking at conflict from an anthropological point of view, looking at how, you know, the human mind works in terms of how it creates conflict with other minds, essentially, and wanted to get much more practical. So after getting a couple of graduate degrees in conflict and anthropology, I tried to figure out what kind of organization could I build to help people do this in a more formal way. And so that's where PPS, or Pollock Peacebuilding, came about.
Certainly do appreciate your hitting on some of the highlights and background in those regards, and really appreciate what you're doing through Pollock Peacebuilding Systems. Now, a big part of your company's services revolves around diversity and inclusion. Why is diversity in corporations so essential for sustained success?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of research over the last, you know, 20 years about the importance of diversity. And when we talk about diversity, I think we're talking not just about some of the social categories that we have placed on diversity, you know, in terms of ethnicity or race or gender or age, you know, that all of those are levels of diversity. But there's also diversity in just perspective, in different types of intelligence, emotional intelligence versus intellectual intelligence, diversity in experiences and backgrounds. And all of those are part of diversity. And I think the research very clearly shows that diverse groups, when they're managed effectively and when they are inclusive, that they can produce more innovative results, more productivity, more efficiency, and there's a lot of sort of organizational outcomes and benefits to having diverse and inclusive workplaces. If they're not managed correctly, it could actually lead to the opposite, and so that's why it's so important for companies to do a good job at making sure their diverse workforces are inclusive. If they're not diverse, they kind of exist in an echo chamber, and they get more of the same, and they don't innovate as quickly. They don't make as efficient decisions, and they certainly don't make as informed decisions about how to alter their services and products and how to alter their interactions with, you know, sort of the greater community in the world who are their customers. So the diversity certainly is important as long as it's managed correctly and it is in fact inclusive.
Definitely appreciate your input there, and that is helpful for sure. Today we're speaking with Mr. Jeremy Pollack, the founder and CEO of Pollack Peacebuilding Systems, a nationwide conflict resolution consulting firm, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. If you would, also, as we continue on, what are the biggest conflicts that occur in the modern office?
Well, you know, the human beings are human beings, and so you take them, you know, both, you take them out of the work, and there's sort of the same conflicts in and outside of work a lot of times, but they're just, you know, manifested in different types of relationships. So the same kind of conflicts you might expect to see between father and between, you know, parents and child, between siblings, between friends, between people out in the world, same kind of stuff exists in the workplace. You know, a lot of times in the past, it seemed like I'm almost doing couples counseling, but for coworkers rather than a couple. So, you know, it's a lot of the same stuff. And, you know, some of the main things to kind of, I think, to watch out for in conflict in general, and especially this happens certainly in the workplace, is people create these identities around being in conflict on some level, especially when they've been in conflicts with certain individuals for a period of time. They start to feel like, I'm a victim of this person. This person is attacking me, or they're threatening me, or they're manipulating me in some way. And now my purpose here, I'm driven by a core purpose, almost a core identity around being the person that's sort of fighting against the tyranny of my boss, or I'm fighting for justice in this unjust workplace. And, you know, you can see that both in the larger society is happening as well as in workplaces. And when people get into that, it's very difficult to get out of it. And that's some of the stuff that we do, is try to help people start to reframe and reperceive the targets of their conflict. Sometimes people are being treated hostily, or they are being manipulated, and that's important to recognize. But a lot of times there's a misperception or miscommunication happening, and they just feel, or they just perceive, that the other person is doing something hostile or doing something that's manipulative or challenging. And really, the other person isn't intending that at all. And there just needs to be some, the individuals need help figuring out how to more clearly communicate so that it doesn't seem like there's a threat being involved. And so that, you know, reducing threat perception, reinterpreting what's happening, helping people feel reassured, and then eventually building trust between them is really an important part of it. So yeah, the conflicts in workplaces are very much similar to conflicts you'll see anywhere else, almost, actually, at least in my experience.
And certainly some great additional information. Really appreciate your thoughts there. Now, taking that even further, with the pandemic that's been going on and everything's changed in regards to working in the office, what are the conflicts that now arise from remote work, and are there new emotional issues that arise over video conferences and no direct contact?
Yeah, you know, I've seen both advantages and disadvantages to this. On the advantage side, I've heard from clients that where there had been more sort of salient conflicts previously with certain people. Now that they're not around them all day long, and now that they're not like, you know, they're only conversing with them or even communicating with them on a limited basis because they're working remotely, the conflict, at least the presenting conflict, has reduced a little bit. It feels less intense. It's not as stressful. They're just not around the person as much. I think they have expressed the fear that once they get back in the office, if they ever do get back in the office, that will kind of come back. But so this is a really good time to start trying to heal relationships and build some trust during this period, so that when they go back in the office, they don't go right back into the same old patterns. On the disadvantages side, there's a lot of nuance to people's body language that can be picked up on. So if you're on a phone call with someone or you're working remotely, it's easier to see them not as like a human being. It's easier to be desensitized to them a little bit. And so when we're in front of people, we're with people, it's easier a lot of times to see them as, oh, this is a human, this is an individual. They have feelings and that sort of thing. And it's easier to not see those human qualities when we're online, and that can lead to some conflicts.
Yes, certainly a new twist on things for sure. Lastly, talk about your new engagement with Miles Mediation. What was the thought process in that partnership?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So Miles Mediation, it's run by John Miles, who's a longtime mediator, and his son Jake Miles, who's their COO and CFO. And they were interested in getting into their mediation and arbitration, which is more financial. They're all attorneys, and that's not what we do. And so we kind of come in before all that happens a lot of times. So they thought there was a good synergy, and I agree. There's a great synergy between our services. And so we decided, hey, we want to have a strategic partnership and be able to come into organizations and say, hey, we can sort of offer the gamut of conflict resolution services, whether you need coaching, training, you need, you know, sort of trust building or peacemaking, what we call, between individuals. Or if you've gotten to a point where, you know, someone's had to be let go and there may be a lawsuit pending, or there may be some problems letting someone go, and they need a mediator, they need an arbitrator. And instead of going down the route of lawsuits, they just go through a mediation. So that's something that we can offer through this partnership too. So it seemed like a very symbiotic relationship in that way.
Jeremy, really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today, and appreciate what you do in the space, and really interesting the services that you offer and the space that you cover. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information in regards to Pollack Peace Building Systems and how they could be in touch. Where's the best place online to do so?
Absolutely, yeah. Everybody can find us at pollackpeacebuilding.com. Last name is spelled P-O-L-L-A-C-K, peacebuilding.com. Certainly get us through our website. You can also check out my new book, Conflict Resolution Playbook, on Amazon. And
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Pollack, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeremy Pollack, the founder and CEO of Pollack Peace Building Systems, a nationwide conflict resolution consulting firm that helps employees and businesses resolve disputes, implement diversity and inclusion initiatives, and teach company leaders how to communicate effectively and build a culture of trust. And for all the details, visit PollackPeaceBuilding.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.